The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson ruled the night air for 30 years until it came to an end in May 1992. Within a week of the final telecast, Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show band was on the road selling out tour dates and giving audiences everywhere the chance to enjoy the band that rarely got to play a whole tune on the air. Since moving to Mexico in 2006, Doc Severinsen has kept a busy performance schedule along the way, discovering some very talented musicians from Mexico. Now the College of St. Rose will present Doc Severinsen and the San Miguel Five in concert tonight at 7:30 at the Massery Center for the Arts in Albany on the St. Rose campus. It's a great pleasure to welcome Doc Severinsen to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. Great pleasure.
Man, it's my pleasure.
You gotta enjoy doing this. You're still doing it. You have to have great pleasure in still going out night after night.
Well, let's face it. If I didn't enjoy doing it, I'd be crazy to do it. And I don't just like it. I mean, I love it. I'm on stage with some of the greatest musicians I've ever worked with in my entire life. We're playing music we love to play. We're just having a marvelous time. So how could I not like that?
This whole idea of obviously you moved to Mexico, as I mentioned. So with Gil Gutierrez, you have crafted this innovative program of classical Spanish with a jazz flair. There's ballads, there's Latino music, American music, great movie music. It's this wonderful collaboration, a wonderful concoction, if you will.
You just named it. You put it all in a nutshell right there. But I'd like to talk a little bit about the guys in the group. Gil Gutierrez, we call him the music director of the group. And he and I are two of the original members, and then we have just an absolutely stunning violin player named Charlie Botherit, and all I could say is you've got to hear this guy to really appreciate. I can't put it in words. And then Kevin Thomas on the bass, and myself on trumpet. I think that adds up to five.
As this group has progressed and the music that you play, what is it how has it fused together as far as this concoction, as I said, of all of these different types of music? Does it come from individual styles that the various members have?
Yes, but it's a melding of those styles. We put the piece of music first in our consideration, and we each bring to it what we can as individuals. We try to keep the group effort uppermost so that we have a cohesive presentation of each tune.
When you go out and create this incredible music, of what is that time on stage like? I mean, obviously there's the travel, obviously there's the practice, and then you get to that time on the stage. So is that the golden hour?
That's the magic. That's why we all started in the first place.
And still at this point, are you still in awe of what can be created on that stage that surprises you?
Yeah, with just five guys. You know, I mean, it really is. And every performance, there's something a little different about it. You know, because a lot of our contributions are ad lib, so you never know exactly what it's going to be.
At what point in your life did you know the trumpet would be your instrument?
I think the day my dad and I went down to the local Shell service station and bought this old trumpet from a guy we knew down there, paid $30 for it. And in the Depression, that was no small matter. And took it home and oiled it up. And a week later, I made my first public appearance, and we were off to the races.
So it came to you quickly in the sense of you melded with the instrument very quickly.
Yeah, I did. I don't mean to be abrupt about it, but yeah, you're right.
Do you have a sense of what it was about you or what it was about the instrument that made such a match in the sense of it becoming an extension of you in a way that you express yourself?
I would prefer not to get into that territory because it's very personal, and I think if you talk about it too much, you can take the shine off of it.
It screws it up.
It's possible.
Yeah. And I assume you learn that through time and experience.
As you come to appreciate where it all comes from, you accept the miracle of it, don't second guess it, and don't try to explain it.
Obviously, for audiences of The Tonight Show for 30 years, you do this show, and you're the band leader. Does it still surprise you as to the power of television and what that recognition has been and continues to be, even though the show has been off the air for 2 decades?
Yeah, it surprised me when I realized how it changed my life. And I continue to be amazed that here, as you say, we've been away for, maybe 20 years, something like that.
Right.
And people still talk about Johnny like we were on the air last week. But he had the magic, and he was a genius and a great gentleman.
And to be a part of that, in the sense of because there's such name recognition for you and you were part of that, knowing Johnny's love of jazz music and how he enjoyed you, it seemed as though that when you were there, that you and that entire band were beaming.
Well, I think so, because all the guys in the band and myself, we really appreciated our presence on the show, and it changed all of our lives for way better.
Because then when you say Doc Severinsen, I mean, you can be performing in clubs for 30 years, but you get on The Tonight Show, everything changes.
It sure does. I don't know what it's like now. I don't think it's the same at all nowadays.
No.
At the time we were on the air, from the time Johnny took that show over, there were such a few choices of things to watch on television. It wasn't like you had 185 channels to flip around and see what was on. You had the three networks, an independent station, and maybe a PBS station or something on that order. And if you're in a town of, you know, a large place like Albany, there's a very good chance that the people in that town that are coming to the concert are coming because they saw you on the show. And they figure, well, I got to go see what this guy's like in person. And as time went on and they added more and more channels, it's diminished the value to individual performers.
But obviously the value is still very clear for you, and still many people who will come to the Massery Center tonight are coming because they saw you in a flamboyant outfit and loved what they heard.
Yes, and I'll have another flamboyant outfit on tonight.
Excellent. We would count on it.
Whether they want it or not.
And the other thing, too, that I don't think should go unnoted, that when Johnny was not there, then you were the Ed McMahon. You were the announcer and the sidekick. And we got to see more of you. We got to see your personality. We got to hear from you. And that was a delight as well.
Well, it was. I still look back on that with amazement. You know, it was like, how lucky can you get? But like I say, don't second guess it. Don't talk about it too much.
Yeah.
Just go on and enjoy it.
Although the other thing too, and this is just, you know, a testament to you and to that entire group, but the performers, the musical performers that would come on it as guests, I would assume was a tremendous treat for you of who you got to play with as a result.
Yeah, we didn't get as much chance to perform with them as we would have liked, but let's face it, when you're standing there and Louis Armstrong comes on the show and does a performance musically and then sits down and talks to Johnny, anything can happen. And all of it wonderful. And just to be there and see someone that you love like that do well is good enough.
Well, the College of St. Rose presents Doc Severinsen and the San Miguel Five in concert tonight at 7:30 at the Masary Center for the Arts in Albany on the St. Rose campus. It's a beautiful venue, Doc. I think you're going to love it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it were a tent on the outer edges of the campus with lamplight only, I would still enjoy it. But if it's a really nice place, wow, that's good.
You're going to have a great time. We're all going to have a great time. Doc Severinsen tonight at St. Rose. Doc, we'll see you there. We can't wait, and thank you very much for spending time with us. I appreciate it.
Well, Joe, thank you. Glad you let me come on there.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Again,
see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well. Now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings. No, we're going to...
In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
Did you? I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey, but not with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness.
Well, I always used to say, you can have turkey and all that. I don't like turkey that much.
Yeah.
I said, I love lasagna. She calls up every year at Thanksgiving, says, are you having your lasagna?
They don't forget, do they?
No.
I'm sorry about that. Well, we're having a...
You didn't answer the question.
What, are we having turkey?
Yes.
No, I don't help. I don't know about that stuff.
Be careful of those turkeys. They'll get you. As you can see, I'm not too crazy about Thanksgiving.
You don't go on. No, you really aren't, are you? Look, if you want to, if you really feel badly now, I feel so terrible that you're going to be alone. Would you like?
I didn't say I was going to be alone.
You just said you ain't going to eat no turkey, right?
That's right.
You can come over there. Would you like to come to the house? And
this is the first time you've ever asked me.
Well, now you made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you, when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
We really don't have room anyway, to tell you the truth.
I will be in the neighborhood.
I just did it because you made me feel so guilty.
That's good. I'm glad. Tomorrow, when you're eating that turkey, I know you aren't that crazy about turkey.
Not
anyway.
Really. Not really. I don't know. You just fell into the habit of it.
Go ahead and eat it and be happy. Look at all the family around. It's a great occasion in American history.
It really is.
Of course it is.
This is from, I can't find, where's
right
this?
Right down there. In the bottom.
You usually find that's where people sign a letter.
All right,
see,
you're right.
Right after sincerely yours. You can always tell, right away.
Can you give me whatever you're taking tonight? You want to give me a hit on that, whatever it is?
I can't give you any, but I'll sell you some.
Again, Doc Severinsen and the San Miguel Five in concert tonight, 7:30, at the Massary Center for the Arts in Albany on the College of St. Rose campus. You can go to strose.edu/concerts for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.